Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Live from Ukraine, I'm told Joseph Lindsley is in the Carpathian Mountains today. You're hiking? You're a brave man, Joe.
Yeah. Bob, good afternoon from the Carpathian Mountains of Western Ukraine. Moments ago, I just climbed 300 steps to the little small summit here. And I took the train this morning from Lviv to the little town of Slavska. And then when you get to the station in the town, you know, it's a fresh air and the sunshine, get out of the big city. And you do feel a bit safer here, you know, tucked away in the mountains. You get off at the station. And as that country song by John Denver goes, life is old here. There's a series of open air jeeps. You pick one and you take a ride to your destination higher up in the mountains. And I walked 300 steps to this little, it's like an eco lodge called MC6 Creative Residence. And this weekend, there's a conference of Ukrainian and American and other volunteers from all over the world. They've gathered here to strategize and re-energize themselves, and with a special focus on Crimea, on understanding Crimean culture, that peninsula that the Russians have occupied in the Black Sea since 2014. And they're calling this weekend Carpathian Spring. It's the vision of my friend Brett Hill, a.k.a. Brother Hill. He's a musician from Ohio, along with his bandmate Benya Stewart. And these guys have become, they were playing the music of Appalachia, and they saw parallels with the music of the Carpathian Mountains. And so they've had a long, even before the big invasion started, they had partnerships here in Ukraine. They've played concerts throughout the Midwest and raised money for Ukraine. And now they've brought all these great people together on this beautiful day in the mountains. And there's behind me, there's people cooking up what I think will be a very nice lunch of Crimean Tartar food. And as Brother Hill says, the purpose of this event is to promote Ukrainian cultural sovereignty from the Boyko people, which are people from this region in the mountains, to the people of the Crimean Peninsula, the Muslim Tartar people. And Brother says it's a Carpathian spring after a long, cold, hard winter, as the winter flowers boldly burst forth, similar to the Ukrainian nation boldly defying the long winter of imperialism, showing every color in the fabric of resistance. Brother is a poet. So this weekend, I anticipate a time of, because you realize people, you know, they get worn down, especially if we look at what's happened since May 1st. The city of Kyiv has been attacked 9 times, you know, almost every other day. It really is important to find strength and energy here. And Bob, as I was on the train this morning, like a 2.5 hour train ride through the beautiful countryside, I had a call from a friend who's a British warrior named Goody. And I had just seen him a few weeks ago. We had a beer in Lviv, and he had just returned from the UK, and he was going back to fight. And it turns out they got hit pretty hard. They were in a major battle with the Russians. And first I should mention about Goody. He was one of the first foreign fighters to come to Ukraine. Mid March 2022, I was in our news bunker, and three warriors, a Marine veteran and two British veterans, showed up at our news bunker, and they had just been in the battles in the trenches of the Kyiv suburbs in Bucha and Irpin. And it looked like they had seen ghosts. These guys were, you know, they'd seen a lot of experience around the world. They had never seen anything like that trench warfare. You know, I gave them some tequila, which is hard to find back then, and they're able to recover and rest before they went back to the fight. Goody has been here almost the entire time. He briefly worked as a medical on medical evacuations, but now he's gone back to the fight. And then they had the most difficult thing they've ever seen. And one of his colleagues writes the following: for 30 hours, 13 men, Ukrainians, and several members of the Foreign Legion counterattacked. A position captured earlier by the Russians in the same trench system where I had just taken a missile. This is one of Goody's colleagues. For 30 hours, these brave soldiers held out against several Russian tanks, one of which they destroyed, several infantry fighting vehicles, and upwards of 200 Russian soldiers. So 13 men against 200 Russians. All of this occurred under constant shelling and 30 hours of pushing back against the Russians. Many severe injuries, but none of them were killed. And as Goody's colleague wrote today, someone is watching over me and my team. And Goody, I won't explain the extent of his injuries, but he's on the way to the hospital, and he still maintains his sort of twisted sense of humor. And but he said, getting shot by a tank is not is a type of fun I do not recommend. For 30 hours, we survived holding the line against a massive Russian advance. God bless his team, and God bless whoever was looking over us during this fierce, brutal, bloody battle.
Wow. You know, you tell the story of one person, Goody, in this case, and it really helps you understand the large enormity of the war story in Ukraine. Joseph, what happens if you're out in the mountains and the air raid alarms go off?
Well, I think where we are, we're so deep into the Carpathians here. You know, I mean, because in order to get to this camp, you really have to climb 300 steps. In fact, there's a lot of musicians have come here, Ukrainians and Americans, and I just saw them lugging up their amplifiers and their guitars up every one of those steps. I'm sure, you know, we still have internet, so everyone's phone will buzz, but here, you know, it's safe here in the hills and the mountains. It was a difficult winter for the mountain people because they often did not have electricity. All of that was affected. But now with the you know, the sun is up until probably almost 10 o'clock and the weather's perfect. Even as I tell that story, you know, a Goody story. And so everyone here is connected to stories like that. And so this should be an opportunity to step away from the constant, you know, the fear of being shelled or hit by missiles just for a few days and to find strength for whatever comes ahead.
And you feel safe on the trains there?
Yes, you know, although I think I told you, or maybe when Wendy was guest hosting, there was a train that was hit at Kherson Station several weeks ago, and they removed the car that was shelled, and the train arrived on time in Lviv.
Wow.
So the trains are, it really is a great engine of Ukrainian freedom and democracy. And I think, you know, one thing I should, you know, the big focus, and I think what everyone is here to learn about this weekend, is this the Tartar culture. Because as I mentioned yesterday, you know, in 1944, the same, you know, May 18th yesterday and May 19th today, under Stalin, the Tartar people were deported from their peninsula and sent all over Russia. And then in 1991, when Ukraine got its independence, they were able to come home. But then Russia came back in 2014. And so many of those people are living in exile. Many of them are here with us this weekend to share their culture and cuisine and music, but they want to go home, and that can't happen until Ukraine can take back the Crimean Peninsula.
Joseph, I hope you get some good R&R this weekend, but be careful, will you? Get back to your news bunker safe, please, and we'll talk Monday.
I'll try not to fall down 300 stairs.
Yeah, yes, and be careful about incoming missiles, too.
All right. Always.
Take care.
Thank you, Bob.